You know, I can see
him being on the
Okay, we'll call the order of the regular board of the regular meeting for the Board of Supervisors. We'll call to order at 8:45. Please stand and we'll recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, the Open Meetings Act is posted on the east side of the room here. Attendance by observation, Setzer, Byers, Bauman, Doran, Hill, and Juergens. Lytle will be absent all day. First thing on the agenda, the consent agenda, which contains the general agenda, the approval of the minutes held in the previous meeting, January 23rd, 2013, approval of all claims through February 6, 2013, in the amount of $351,967.74. Approved and placed on file correspondence received. Approved county liability report as of January 1, 2013. Approved district court summary fee report for the month of January 2013. A motion to approve?
I would move.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Juergens. Discussion? I just want to point out there's two items here under correspondence received just to call a little attention to. I'll have Don make copies for everyone. I know Gus, the county attorney, got this. It was a report, a letter sent to us from NIRMA. Had to do with a lawsuit regarding it's passed. It's you know, it's public, but regarding liability and kind of a heads up on pursuit and what counties can be liable for. I'll have Don make copies to everyone about that. About that correspondence. And then also received an email this week from the Lincoln Food Bank, wanted to actually be on the agenda and discuss coming down and having a presence in our community. And I emailed back and said, why don't you hold off for now and give Don a couple contacts. I think it was St. John's Church, the Salvation Army, and the Beatrice Backpack Program. Those are the only ones that I'm aware of. I know that other communities in Gage County may have operations. And so I guess if you know of any of those food bank-type situations where it's assisting, I know the Warren's Table does something as well. Communicate those to Don. I applaud their efforts, kind of an outreach program. I just didn't want them to come and give the impression that we're treading on any local efforts being made. I think there's a huge need out there, and they've gone to other counties as well. So at some point, Alex Shada from the Lincoln Food Bank may come here, and so we'd like to try and put them in contact with the right people. It's really just, I guess, we'd consider that a public notification because we don't really have anything to do with that. But if you know of any other places that are out there, those are the three I could think of, and I guess four with the Warren's Table. But if you're aware of anything in the other communities that are out there, direct those to Don, and then Don can get that to this person. So maybe there's a collaborative effort could be had there.
In reference to that letter we got from NIRMA and also Vince Valentino, we just got that yesterday. I haven't had a chance to talk to Gus, but we'll plan on sitting down and going over that, looking at current policy. And I'll also meet with Chief Lang and Chief Davidson, even though they're not covered by our insurance. I thought this is an opportunity. So we're consistent across Gage County on that. Yeah, that was, depending on which side of the fence you're on, I thought it was a horrible decision. In deference to the deputy, the court even said that they did not act negligently, and yet they got tagged for $3 million. I mean, reduced down to $1 million, but
it was. Sometimes those things are kind of boring to read, but that was pretty insightful. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion regarding the consent agenda? Seeing none, vote 6-0 to approve the consent agenda. The regular agenda is comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on. And as consistent with our standing rules, we move the committee reports to the beginning of the meeting. So we'll start building grounds and winter lights.
Nothing new, right, Jonesy?
Equalization?
Nothing.
Finance and insurance.
Finance, yeah, we had a meeting this week, and I'm trying to think now. We really didn't have anything we discussed. Just went over the bills on the finance. Need to get together with Don sometime, hopefully, and set a meeting up there sometime in February for insurance. We need to pick a date out, or if you could visit with our insurance people and see what works for them to come down to and have a meeting again with all the employees and stuff. The one thing I will say, Don, got a copy of the report and our budget from where we were after 7 months. I think we were at 57 or 58% use of our budget or whatever. Just so that people are aware of that, and most of the departments look pretty good. There were some expenses that maybe are a little high in certain areas, but I know Gus has talked about us. That was one other thing we're going to do in law enforcement, too. We've talked about, I'll do that in law enforcement, about the vehicles.
Human resources, employee relations. And I guess we should talk about that a little bit. There was a discussion, Pam Bourne will be coming down on the 20th at 1 o'clock, and that's primarily to meet with department heads and give them information of, you know, we're basically one big organization, and so how we treat employees, the things that we do. I know payrolls come up, you know, how we fill out time cards. The auditor said that, you know, things need to be a certain way, and a lot of that's regulation that even comes top down to us, and as we pass it on to the employees, it's nice to be able to give them that information and say it's not just us up here coming up with these things. There's a method and a reason, and I think that helps the employees to accept that if they see it's not just the board making a decision. There's influences from the outside dictating how we need to do things. So I think that'll be a good meeting if you want to comment.
I think Gary, or I don't know, Gary and Donna, I were in there, who I don't know who used it the other day, kind of that she was going to do it, look at it as a management training workshop kind of, and,
right.
And so that we're have questions on all of our any of our operations, or if we're handling things right, and I know there's been in the past several months, there's been some issues brought forward. Are we doing this correct or not? And she's the one that is very, very knowledgeable on this.
She's very, very good,
yeah,
and very great at explaining and down to earth, so you can understand what she has to say. She's very, very
yeah,
good.
Outside of the FOP, how many employees does Gage County have? There's flipping about 30 in the highway department, and then an additional.
Well, overall, we have like around 115 employees. 115. So I'm not sure how many you have over
right now. 25, what do you got?
Probably.
So you're a pretty big organization, and you know, we don't have a human resource department. We've got a committee. We're trying to manage that. Dawn does things in her office, but you know, a lot of the organizations, they have these meetings ongoing, and it's probably something we should just do quarterly to give people the skills and the knowledge. So she'll be coming down there.
But this is like February 20th, set up at 1 o'clock, mm-hmm, and for the board and the management.
Where will we have that? Where will that be?
You want to do it in here?
Probably have to do it in here. We won't have enough room, will we?
February 20th at 1 o'clock, okay. Set up.
Yes.
Board meeting day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next board meeting day.
Pretty big, actually.
It is.
It's about those people needed.
February 20th, 1 p.m.
Boardroom,
I think.
All right. Law enforcement, emergency management.
Yeah, that Gus. We had a meeting, and Gary. Since Gary's not here, Gary wanted me to give it. And Gus is. I call him the
mechanics
ad hoc meeting. They had a meeting here a week ago or whatever, and they came up with some suggestions for Gus as far as he's been looking for some places for changing oil and stuff like that, and they came up with some suggestions, and Gus is looking into those. But then they also went through the vehicle fleet, and a couple of them, they put suggestions in there which ones we really need new ones on. There's two that definitely should have new ones on, and the discussion in the comments is that we're probably looking at in the next budget, we'll plan on budgeting them. One I think is basically done right now. You're not very well, not using it very much, and then the one has 175,000 miles on it and on its last leg too, so we're looking at those things. And then Greg, and I apologize, I don't remember his last name, from Homeland Security was down.
Hollingstead.
He was down last week. I did go around with them last Tuesday as they toured the courthouse and visited with the various departments or whatever, and he will be here on the 20th during the board meeting to give his report or whatever. So
closed session.
Be a closed session. One comment he did make, he said this is the fourth. He used to cover Beatrice, South Dakota. I mean, not Beatrice, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. Now I think he's basically Nebraska. And this is the fourth county he has done in the state of Nebraska. So
we also visited a little bit about our 911 agreement with the city for communications. And we'll have that. I actually got a call from Mayor Schuster wanting to know. We've got several contracts with the city that we need to go through, and they're all basically going to come due the end or middle of the summer before the end of the fiscal year. So we just need to get back in and look at that. We had done a one-year extension with them. I think before it was a three-year contract. So we talked about that a little bit and what we need to do with that. So and then Road and Bridge, Terry.
Okay. We've just completed a study down there with the sign reflectivity, and to our surprise, there's approximately a total of 700 signs that are on the top of the list to get replaced. The approximate cost on these signs is about $35 a piece. So it's something that we're going to try and get ordered and finished up this year. And this is just a small portion of the signs out there. I mean, this is the ones that we need to do something with pronto. So that just got done. Those are signs that have to be replaced. Galen brought us a 1 and 6 year plan for the county, and we're reviewing that. That we'll have a public hearing on that on February 20th also. And we've been visiting throughout the townships. In fact, we were at Matt, Myron, and John and myself were at Adams this last Monday night and met with the northeastern part of Gage County, all the township officials. It was an excellent meeting, well attended, lasted, you know, into the evening quite long. I mean, a lot of questions, a lot of hopefully answers. I know Myron's got a page this long of stuff he's got to figure out and give back to the people there. So excellent meeting there. 1 and 6, like I say, I'll go back to that again. Some of the things we have on there are probably a little aggressive. We've got some plans out there we'd like to implement. If we can get it all done, I think in the last year's plan, I think Galen said we got about 55% of our projects completed on the page. So
on the 1 year.
On the 1 year. So we're looking at maybe getting a little more aggressive and get a few more of those things completed. There's some of those things that were started not finished because of weather.
And then speak to the Linden Road, as there was that curve that took up a little more time too.
That's part of it. I mean, that Linden Road was a big project, big project, and took up more time than what with the curve and everything else, all the time we had to spend doing that. So it did take up more time than we anticipated. So, but we're on pace again, getting as much as we can. Galen also handed out a proposal by Manelli on our asphalt roads. Just a proposal. He had segments of the county listed as far as the worst areas that we had here as far as hard face roads. The segments were Philly Adams, West PWF, as well as Wymore Liberty Roads. Those were the three main in contention. We're looking at possibly combining that together and maybe a bond issue down the road. As far as repair, maintenance on these roads, it's an upcoming thing. 15 years ago since the last road bond was passed, and if you drive those roads today, it was an excellent decision to do that. Those roads are all still basically in fairly good shape over the last 15 years. So at the time, once again, I know it's money, but at the time, it was an excellent decision to do that. And I think maybe the time could be right again to look at upkeep, maintenance on these roads, and look at that, revisit that again. So that's what we're up to down there. There's been a lot, with the weather the way it was, there's been a lot of rock needing to be hauled, townships, counties both, So we've rented a belly dump from Beatrice Concrete. Can't tell you how long, but until we get our rock orders filled, we'll have that belly dump rented for a few weeks, maybe a month, is what I understand it. So.
And just to comment on the road bond or the paving projects, you know, there's that study that's out there, those core samples, and we've shared that book with the smaller groups as we've gone out there, and I think they've been fairly impressed with that comprehensive study because, again, it's never been done in Gage County. We didn't know what was underneath that first layer of asphalt that you could see, so I think there's a huge amount of value. I think we're all a little bit taken back at the length of time it took to get that, but when Mark Minnelli explains and you see the assessment that's being done there, I think that's something that, again, we can put that on the shelf. We can pull that years down the road, and we are closer now that they've designated some actual roads, and Galen said, hey, these are the ones that we're recommending. These are the worst. And so I visit with Myron. I think Myron's going to start visiting, try to get some bonding numbers together, talk to some bonding companies. So we're a little bit closer. And I think that as the feedback we've had from those smaller groups is they see the need. People are anticipating this. I think it's been very positive, very cautious about the expense, but they understand there is a need.
In relation to that, and we have brought up these smaller two meetings we've had so far about how receptive everybody was toward this type of an issue, this bond issue. I can tell you most of the answers we received were positive, I would say, rather than negative. So I think it's something that people would support, I think.
It seems like that.
And the thing that I think that interested me the most was that you don't realize that the last time a bond issue was passed to overlays, it was 38 or 39 miles, was in 1998. Well, that's 15 years ago. So we haven't had any overlay projects since 1998 in the county. And that's, I think, through our discussion, that's one of the main reasons why we're looking at this and then the condition of the roads. 156 miles of county pavement in the county, so a lot of miles to maintain.
All right. Any other, if anything comes up, we can go back to it. We do have 9 o'clock bid opening. Need a motion. I guess, first of all, I need a motion to close bids.
I'll make a motion to close bids for the cleaning bids for the sheriff's office.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Byers to close all bids. Vote. 6-0 to close bids. I guess we'll open these bids. Anyone? You open it. You got a cutter in the drawer.
How we do here?
You don't have a pocket knife, do you, John?
If I did, I wouldn't admit to it.
You can sit away from me.
Oh, yeah. Gus is here.
That wasn't very nice of you, was
it? He's going to the car.
You know. Okay, but he reached for his
pocket. Yeah, he did. He went, oh,
Denny,
no,
you
wanted
to. Denny's building grounds. Give him down.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, bid from Tammy Mainz, and cleaning twice per week, dusting all horizontal surfaces, clean toilets and fixtures in the restrooms, damp moppers, scrub areas that need it, sweep and vacuum all office areas and restrooms, empty trash cans, including Sallyport and West Garage, and place trash in dumpster. And once every 6 months, to spot clean the wall surfaces and dust wall hangings. And her bid is in the amount of, beginning March 1st, 2013, for the amount of $495 per month. There will also be a one-time initial cleaning fee of $120 before twice weekly can start. Let's see if there's anything else here. I think that's it.
Gus, do you want to look at these, make sure they're meeting your specs?
Yeah, we'll look at them.
Okay.
Okay, and the next bid is from Paula Schoenewise, basically the same agreement for the amount of $550 per month. $550 from Paula Schoenewise. And the next bid for the same cleaning services from Region 5 Services, $680 per month. $680 per month from Region 5 Services. And those would be the three bids.
And I guess before I would call for a motion, Gus, do you want to, part of the bidding process, you know, we always try to get low bid, but also we want to make sure that they're meeting the specs and they have the ability to complete the work. Gus, do you want to just eyeball those real quick before we... They all meet everything you need? Okay. All right, Gus says they all meet his specs and requirements. So I guess I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove or accept or reject for award cleaning bids for Sheriff's Office.
I would move to accept the bid of Tammy Mintz.
Second. Moved by Denny. Seconded by Myron.
Great question.
Discussion.
Gus, what are we paying now?
$490, I believe it is.
$490.
Who do you have? Who's the cleaner now? Can I?
Paul Schoenewise.
That's okay. Any more discussion? Any none vote? 6-0 to approve Tammy Mintz as a cleaner for the Sheriff's Office. And that's effective at March 1. Okay. So then will you provide notification? I guess it's public, but you'll...
I'll call there. No.
Okay. Next on the agenda is to approve or disapprove authorizing custodian to sell surplus property which is obsolete or not usable by the county other than mobile equipment having a value of less than $500. The custodian then makes a written report to the county board within 30 days?
Yeah.
Should we make minutes? How quick are you?
Within 30-something. Hours, days,
within
months.
Within 30 days. You want years? Well, maybe we'll go for minutes, right? How about we split it with 2 days?
How about minutes? 30. Minutes would be good.
30 days. After the end of the fiscal year, reflecting each transaction and item sold along with name, address, and price paid by the purchaser. And this is looks like it's state statute chapter 32-3115 that allows this to take place.
Either him or any county official, I think.
So you can insert anybody into the where it says custodian, and in our case would be Davy Jones. Is that what allows? Okay, that's a statute that allows that. Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
I would move that we approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Kathy. Discussion.
Can Dave come up and explain a little bit?
Good morning.
Good morning.
In an attempt to clean out the attic and the storage room, we have nine five-foot metal desks. They're good desks, but they're not really usable for offices when you have a computer and all that type of stuff on them. So in the past, when somebody would want to, when they'd ask if we'd have a desk, after they would look at them, they'd say, well, they that wouldn't work for them anyway, so we're just going to try and get rid of some stuff to have some better storage space.
So how will you do that? Will you just have a provide notice and just have a day and have people come and look? And
well,
I'd hate to have you move it all over. Is that part of the thing? Is it
yeah,
when they buy
they are,
it, they move it?
Yeah, they're up in storage now. I actually thought about just maybe putting one out in the hallway with a price tag on it, and if people are interested in it, they could, you know, we could take it out for them, and they would load it up at that time. And possibly I could list it on Craigslist also to the desk.
Is there any auction process we have to go through on this? Or
because
is it
just, of the dollar amount, you don't. I mean,
just it's first come, first serve, and if you're comfortable. So really the direction's up to Davey. If someone comes and offers you 30 cents, you have to decide how bad you want to get rid of it?
Yes.
I mean,
well,
that would be cool.
That's what I was hoping. If we put one in the hallway and put a price on it, and if it sells, then we know that that's price that hopefully we could get. The desks are actually old enough to where they don't make a good office desk, but they're kind of that industrial vintage look, so there actually might be some people that are interested in them.
You said
would it be terribly disruptive if we could bring that desk down to the main floor where we have the traffic and put a price on it with a contact number, your contact number? Right. If you have it up there, the number of people.
Right. No, I would like to bring it down to
yeah.
either ground floor or this floor.
I mean, we could put them all out in the yard. It would.
How many yards?
Put them on the curb during pickup in
yeah.
the yard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gone.
But is the price of steel with that?
Is the city having another consignment sale?
I think they do every April. And that would be a good place to get rid of some other things. I actually think these desks are good enough to where hopefully we could get a price on them because I do know I've gone to those sales and it seems like that's more or less just to get rid of stuff and
yep.
and stuff. But
you've commented before that when you say about the not quite vintage is the word I would use.
Certain
speak
items.
To that website that there's you can buy this old industrial.
If
stuff.
You were ever to just go on eBay and type in vintage industrial, it's amazing stuff that was made in the 40s and 50s. If it has that kind of a metal look, you know, it's amazing what that stuff will bring. Unfortunately, I have done some research on these desks, and they're not quite as in demand as some stuff, but they kind of have that look to them. So,
very good. Any more questions for David? No? All right, we have a motion and a second. There's no further discussion. We'll vote 6-0 to approve the process.
Good day.
Next on the agenda is approve or disapprove Steve Whitwer as the planning and zoning to the Planning and Zoning Board.
I move we approve Steve Whitwer to the Planning and Zoning.
Moved by Hill.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Any discussion?
Is he aware of this?
Yes, he is aware of it.
Yeah, did he miss a meeting and get nominated?
He is aware of it, and he is the one that I think Terry had some discussions with some people down in the area, too. Steve was the one that was willing to take it. I don't know how many of you know Steve. He's formerly the high school principal for Southern High School. He's lives in the rural Lish Springs area. He's on the fair board. He's aware of a lot of ag issues, but he also brings a lot of expertise to the planning and zoning that's, you know, not, you know, from his previous position as a high school principal and what he's dealt with.
And Matt, we have some probably issues coming up that it's important we get this position filled to have a full board on board, as you say. So I'm in agreement with this, yeah.
Kathy, that was the first thing we told John he had to do was find that zoning person down. No.
He did good.
He did good, yes.
Any other questions?
Got an A on your first responsibility.
Yes.
Between the two, they probably lean on you pretty hard, don't they? Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve Steve Whitwer to the Planning and Zoning Board. Next, approve or disapprove certification for Hope Crisis Center and the Blue Valley Community Action.
We had the representatives appear at our last meeting, but we had not placed on the ballot to approve their certification for their emergency shelters, but they have provided that to us, and I would move to approve the certification for Hope Crisis Center and Blue Valley Community Action.
Moved by Dennis Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Any discussion? Again, these will be separate letters, but the content is the same.
And as Denny said, they were at our last meeting and both gave a presentation to us and explained the need for it and everything. So.
And they're really short.
So. No cost to the county.
And there's no cost to the county and from the county attorney. So it's just they need our authorization to have this. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6-0 to approve. Next is approve or disapprove resolution directing the Gates County Attorney to institute an action to foreclose delinquent real estate taxes. 13-02. Resolution 13-02.
I would move.
Moved by Byers.
I would move to approve, I should say.
Moved by Denny to approve.
Second.
Second by Juergens. Discussion. Roger, maybe just give us a...
It's basically just a formal start of the process where we each year have to go through and pick up the delinquent real estate taxes and start the foreclosure actions. And we work with the treasurer on that, and then there's a filing with the district court. So got any constituents that call and ask about it, they can call our office. We'll give them the information as far where we're at on the process.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions? None? Vote. 6-0 to approve. Next, a couple discussion items, and I did talk to Roger. There will be a closed session to discuss some litigation, and once the attorneys show up that we are paying, we will probably move forward a little bit. There'll be no discussion, but I don't want to pay them to sit there. We'll pay them to talk.
So, good idea.
Be aware of that. So let's we'll start the discussion. I put on there, and I had Don send everybody a heads up, discussion on board goal setting for the next 6, 12, and 24 months. I think it's just good, again, I said before, we probably are one big organization. I think it's good from time to time to focus. And there's going to be a lot of things that are going to come up that we're going to have to deal with. But if there's a general focus towards some certain goals that we'd like to see accomplished, I think it's probably good that we put those out there. We've got 7 different people here, and sometimes we can go 7 different directions. We probably ought to at least be walking down the same hallway, if not rank and file. So. I guess I just open that up for discussion. I've got some things. I had a list, and I lost it, and so I had to regurgitate that. So, and y'all benefit, because it was a rather lengthy list. I think I remembered the highlights. So I guess, hi, Kathy, we'll start maybe on that end, or you want me to start and just to kind of throw some things out? What do you think? Just kind of free discussion here. So,
I guess, personally, as... Because of the committees that I'm on, my main focus is going to be to get work with Don, and this Pam Bourne meeting is going to be essential, get the handbook up to date and get everybody in compliance in it, or in compliance with the handbook. And I know we've had some issues, and that is going to be my main goal. And so...
Very good. I think we'll add that to the 6 month, and I think that is excellent, because again, we're dealing with a lot of employees. There's a lot of potential pitfalls in litigation if you don't do things a certain way, and I don't want to discredit anyone, but I don't know who in the organization is probably an expert in personnel, and it changes, and you deal with a lot of different personalities, and so I think that's.
I'm really excited about having Pam Bourne come down and answer a whole lot of questions.
Yeah.
I've started my list there, and I hope I don't lose it.
Okay. And what we'll do is we'll kind of compile some of these, and maybe in 2 weeks we'll try to formally approve some. Again, it's a general direction, and these are able to be modified. Danny, what are you?
I don't think as far as specific goals or recommendations, but I hope this board will not forget that our taxpayers are not only taxpayers that are out in rural Gage County. We have a tremendous number of taxpayers within the city of Beatrice, within Claytonia, Wymore, Blue Springs, Odell. And let's not forget about the issues and the needs that those communities have and groups within those communities that need help and that we're able to look at, digest, see if that is truthfully something that taxpayers of Gage County need, and look at that. Road and bridge and law enforcement, of course, obviously will always be our two biggest issues that we deal with, but let's not forget many other people that have needs also and people within those areas. So that would be my goal for this year, is let's not forget about the taxpayers within the cities.
I'll just round table here, and we'll let Terry finish up. I listed for a six-month goal, and I'll probably steal some of Terry's here, but this paving and assessment with regard to the countywide road bond, we've passed that back and forth for some time. I think we've tried to give updates on that. We need to move forward with that. I think with the personnel we have and with the advice and the counsel from Mark Minnelli, that's going in a good direction. It just takes time. We've got a lot of projects out there. You know, Terry can talk about those, but I had the paving and specifically the road bonds to get that to an opportunity for the people to vote on that. Secondly, 6 months has to do with the budget. And that's stating the obvious. That takes several months to put together and recognizing how we're going to be able to take care of that broad focus of trying to provide for other folks as well as what we need to do with our infrastructure. The other thing I put on there is the inheritance fund. You know, that keeps coming up. And we need, you know, we've relied on that as a place to save some dollars and to dip in, and it keeps the tax levy low. It allows us to not continue to put everything on local property tax. But at some point, that may go away. It even showed up on Yahoo. I was looking the other night, and I think it listed six or eight states in the union that have an inheritance or some sort of tax like that, and it listed. And there's actually one that's a double tax, and I think they're out east. I don't know if it's Massachusetts and another state out there. So that's it's our being brought up at the state level, but there's a focus nationally too on those types of taxes. So as far as the 1 year, I think we're going to have to stay in tune on what's going on with this Beatrice 6. I think that's got huge ramifications for how we're going to function in the future and how that works out. The other thing we talked briefly about before was health insurance. I believe 2014, the health care exchange takes place. How will that affect what we need to do for our employees and as far as the state agency goes? It's going to be a federal exchange, and I don't think that's all put together yet. Having gone to a county meeting and before the election was actually done, I know that there was a group from the state of Nebraska, Heineman had, and they were talking about a Nebraska exchange, and it was quite convoluted. And so I think that I reread the article again last night about what the governor says. You know, it's a federal program. It's going to cost us a lot of money. Let the feds do it. So I think that's something we need to keep, again, put inheritance tax, road projects, just because a huge part of our budget's there. And, again, recognizing there needs to be a broad focus. One of the things I thought would be nice, go back to the 6 month, would be the some of the agreements we have that are coming up too, some of the high-dollar agreements we have with the city, the collective cost there, I think, of almost $500,000 when you look at all the different agreements we have for other agencies that are out there. Some of those we need to provide for, and some of those we're in because we want to. And if depending on what happens with the inheritance fund and state aid and things like that, we may have to roll back some of our participation, not out of desire, but just purely out of need. We may not be able to afford those anymore. And then one of the things I think I'd like to at least maybe have a discussion is, and I talked about this probably with Rex before he got off the board, his quarterly outreach board meetings. I think there's probably some value, and it's not feasible probably to do it all the time, but maybe quarterly. Try to have one of our board meetings in Odell, one in Claytonia, one in Adams, one down in Blue Springs, Wymore. If we can find a space there that accommodates our need and have that be an evening meeting, maybe like a Tuesday evening, just explore how that would work. And not everyone can come to these meetings. Not everyone knows us. But I think just as an example of what we've done with the townships, going to those areas and meeting with those township officials, when they get to when you sit down and people get to see you face to face, and the tone is different, and I think they appreciate the information we're able to give. And I think that, you know, this is our focus, this is where we're at, but just how would that work? Would it inhibit what we're trying to do here? But at least make the effort to get out there. And we'll even drag the clerk along too, so people can get to see you out there as well. So yes, Denny.
I wonder, and maybe Roger can address this. The city has committee of the whole meetings. The school board has committee of the whole school. Would in this situation, which I agree with Matt on completely, would it be possible for us to legally have committee as a whole meetings around the county rather than having an official meeting where we're, you know, like we do every other week? Can we do that? And that way we can discuss whatever they bring to us, and this would be a good meeting.
Yeah, I mean, basically you can set up a special meeting, you know, as long as you give advance notice to the public and through the media or website, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, because basically those are meetings in which, like our committee meetings, and they're open. You can, you know, discuss items. People, like you said, are there, or at least distance isn't a problem. So, yeah, it's just a matter of notice. And, again, you can set it up to try it, you know, once, twice if it works out. I know that's always something, you know, people talk about, more people will come. Well, you know, and again, maybe we'll, it all depends on the topic. You know, if it affects me, I'm going to be down at the council chambers or here at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday and talk to you or call you on the phone or something, but... Yeah,
we can do it. Okay.
And I like that idea of maybe of doing a meeting of the whole. Maybe it wouldn't be an actual formal board meeting where we're taking action on things, but maybe it's just an idea, you know, and just do it quarterly and see how it works. It would just really be an outreach, an opportunity to try and go out. I like the idea of doing a meeting of the whole. We could bring, you know, the sheriff could come, you know, personnel from Road and Bridge, so that they can see those folks too, get exposure to some of the emergency management personnel, and so the people in those areas. Now, again, we're making an effort on our part to basically an outreach, but I think that maybe the meeting of the whole is a better idea. Just, I guess, just for discussion, just think about that. Those are some of the goals that I went through.
One of the things I had, and this relates back to some of the security issues and stuff we're talking about, and I guess I'd like to know in the next, the board hopefully could come to a decision whether or not we're going to have a screening station full-time or not. I guess that's probably the top thing on my list, because it more so for the budget purpose as anything, and I don't know if we can or not, if we can make a decision on that in 6 months or whatever, but that's going to be part of the discussion of security, and it's going to be honest pretty quick. And I look at it more as this way. If we do have a screening station full-time, the cost, and that will need to be budgeted. That's where I'm coming at on that one. Then I also had the same thing Matt had on this. If we can come up on our road assessment and then the overlay project, if we can, in the next 6 months, 12 months, if we can come to a decision on that to bring that in front of the vote of the people and see where that's possible yet. And Terry probably talk about the other one, and the other one is the Hickory Road. Those are some very big projects to talk about, but also something that we've been talking about, several of them for a while, and the Hickory Road is moving forward, and we're definitely looking at that. So,
John?
Mine would be along the line of staying ahead on the road and bridge issues and, you know, keeping a plan going forward and trying to be, you know, proactive and fair to the people in the county. Certainly I agree with Kathy on some of the human resource issues, and I think it's always good to interact with the employees and, you know, that they need to know where people stand and kind of move forward on those issues.
Of course, no, everybody knows where I'm going to come from on this one.
You want the cafeteria? Or you want the cafe opened up again?
I guess I got a personal, I guess, goal. You know, I think we've got a, we've, you know, kept ahead of things, you know. But I guess we have to remember, everybody, our first obligation is to the taxpayers. So we have to be as, you know, strict with spending tax dollars. And that being said, we're talking about these road projects that aren't going to be cheap. You know, that there's going to be nothing cheap about it. But I think if we wait, it's going to get nothing but more expensive down the road with the bonding and everything else. So
maybe comment on the dollar. They did $2.6 million on how many miles?
38 or 39 miles.
Yeah. 38, 39 miles.
In 98, yes.
Right. And the dollar figure we're looking at now is about $4 million. Give or take, you know, it's just a preliminary cost as far as the overlays. We're looking at 2.5-inch overlays on most of these. Some would have to be milled overlays. So it's quite a big project. But I think it's important we keep ahead rather than fall behind on these things. I think we've also kept ahead with the small bridges, the replacements, the culverts, the thing like that. I think it's important we keep ahead of that rather than get behind, because other counties, once you get behind on that, you're in trouble. I mean, you can't hardly keep up. So I guess my goal would be that, you know, basically try to keep ahead of the game on the roads and bridges in Hickory. You know, that's already... you know, we're planning ahead. We have meetings with landowners and utilities coming up within the next few weeks. So when we decide how or when to do this, you know, that would be probably the number one goal, I guess.
So just basically summarize here, and I was writing notes as we're put this down, and I'll get those to Dawn, and she'll shoot them out. We're probably looking at, our primary focus is going to be 6 months, and that, you know, we like to plan ahead, but you know, in the real world, we're probably, it's hard to look out. We no one has a crystal ball, but you know, I think we can. There's some very vague plans. 2 years is probably a little bit too audacious to go out, but we'll shoot for maybe primarily focusing on the 6 months with a couple of blue sky ones for the 1 year, and then we'll go from there. So, anything else anybody has regarding that? Gus, you got anything you think we should be planning for?
Well,
okay. Seeing none.
You know where I'm going to come from. I agree with Iron probably on the security stuff. I think it's important the board keeps budgeting. We have some money funneled to direction to keep working on the facility across the street. That's been a huge plus. We can see things changing as years have gone by since the bond issue, and I think that's important. That's there to maintain our structure over there. So, plus the security issues. Those.
Chief Deputy hiding behind.
He wants bullets. It's patrol cars.
He wants bullets and cars.
Something to consider, I think, that we have to stay on top of that. Find a positive direction that we're going to head on that to come to some kind of conclusion. I think we're not in a very good position right now. I think if we can get ahead of that, you know, a step or two for the next few years, that we won't get behind the curve on that. One of the things I hear the most complaints.
Davey, any?
I would just agree with Myron as far as if we do a one-door screening station to the building, how best that would work to incorporate that into this building.
Okay. Joe Hawkins?
No. We don't have any rushing answers that haven't been already set.
Roger, any? You think we should be aware of, or?
Well, I think just it was mentioned about the employee handbook, and I know the officials are meeting. Don's kind of spearheading that, so we're reviewing it, updating it, and that's a process, because you know, there's a lot of little nuances that people do things a little differently or have done things a little differently. So it's kind of like trying to mold it all into one uniform way of dealing with personnel.
There's an awfully lot of different bosses here, and everybody, each elected official runs their own office. But if we can all be unified under one set of rules, and if we can get everybody to go along with them and have one set of rules and one set of books, so that we're all operating on an even basis.
Yeah, and what we found, not only the security issues we're looking at, that again, we're trying to mold that around, but, you know, issues like, you know, who makes a call as far as whether the courthouse is open, closed, how is pay handled in that situation, all those little things. And if we can have it done beforehand, then everybody understands it. You know, the call's made, agree or disagree, but that's the way it's going to be. And it's a long process to get to that point, so... and I think they're working, you know, together, but it's not just snap your finger.
Madam Clerk, do you have anything? Short list.
No. I think the handbook, just getting everybody classified properly so we have the records correct in the office is the main thing. Just
leather chairs for the media.
No. If we're talking new chairs.
You want a shorter one?
Yeah, I want one that fits instead of like this.
Chris will switch, yeah, I'm sure.
I've thought about it.
But you can't sleep in this one, likely.
Well, I can't. I just can't sleep straight.
Okay. Yeah, one I would like to see the county, or I'd like to see all local government look more closely at more electronic use for public notice, because Nebraska has traditionally been simply print-based media, and you have, like Matt mentioned, there's been a lot of changes, you know, as far as use of other technologies.
Okay.
I'm talking about beyond coverage of board meetings and things like that.
Would you say like a broader use of our website or other media outlets?
Well, I think Gary had a brief conversation with one of our sales account executives about the potential for linking from our website to yours, too, and stuff like that, and some arrangement. You know, whether it's paid or not paid, that's not my area, but some brief mention about that. It comes down to, you know, where do you... The difficulty for broadcast media has been, you know, we don't have a subscription number to throw out there and say there's so many people we cover, but by the same token, we cover a very large area, too, and contacts and things like that might be to some benefit.
Okay. And I know that I think at NACO, one of the discussions will be cybersecurity, and I think that when you're, the more stuff you put online, the more doors you open electronically for people to come in who shouldn't be coming in. And, you know, we have a lot of public records that are public records, but we have a lot that are not. And so as we convert a lot more things to electronic media, we open up the door for leaks and for people to abuse that. So we'll have to be sensitive to those things if and when we move in that direction, to make sure we're not releasing things that are not supposed to be public.
The legislature's taken a look at some of these things, too, so that might figure in.
Sure.
And Matt, I'll just bring that up when we run around with Homeland Security, and that was what interested me. Greg brought up one of the greatest risks for most counties anymore is not any type of active shooter, but is cyber security for their electronic security. And he said a lot of them have no really idea or how to handle it or where if it happens or whatever, but he says that is a ongoing concern.
All right. Any more discussion? I think that was good discussion. Appreciate everyone's participation in that, especially Doug. Klaus. All right. Well, I saw our guest came in, but I think we've got only one thing, so we'll let you sit for a little bit, and then we'll have you stand again. Discussion on Engage incentive guidelines. Meyer?
And I read the paper after Monday night, and I found out the city council, they did approve the guidelines that we did have, and on here we have discussion of it. I was glad to see it was on there because I kind of dropped the ball on that one. I should have.
I had a note on my book that you wanted it on there.
Yeah, thank you. I think they had, particularly Andrea Schaefer, had some real good comments that those guidelines that were presented, and you guys should all have a copy of that, those are guidelines more for Bill so that he can have a comfort feeling out there and he can discuss this with prospective businesses or industries. These, though, are not approved. These approved that we are going to guarantee those businesses that, yes, these are. The city and the county still will be the final say on those or whatever. They will come back to us before. But these are Bill needs to be able to have, particularly some of the industries, when they come in, well, what kind of guidelines are you going to offer us, or what do you have available? And instead of coming back to us every time that happens, as we have an informal agreement, or we've had discussion, and these are some of the things that the county and the city would be interested in approving. And I think that city did approve them Monday night.
Anybody this is a very good thing, having some basics of what we're thinking of relative to giving the incentives to those prospects and being able to give those rather than saying, well, I really can't give you anything until after you tell us you're coming, and then we'll make a decision. So this gives some basics that's not approved until, you know, later.
And I believe I said the other time, Bill's made the comment, somebody asked him, where'd these come from? And through his years of experience in Iowa and South Carolina, his comment that he made to the Engage Board was, he says, this is 30-some years of experience, and can't remember who on the board asked him, well, are these comparable, or are these good enough? And he says, yes. He said, these are, in the industry today, the things that you need to be able to have a package for to attract businesses or industries. Yeah. So that comes from Bill. And I, when I first saw him or looked at him, I go, oh, you know, maybe we're going, getting the cart ahead of the horse or whatever. And after you sit there and you think about it and you look at it, and you look at it from his side of the picture or whatever, he has a business come in and he's, well, I don't have nothing, but we'll go talk to him and in a month I'll get back to you. Well, that's not going to look very professional either. So,
well, I think that my comments on it is, one, I really haven't had any feedback from anyone, so I don't, you know, outside of the county or the city. I will say, and I know Doug goes to those meetings, and I know Myron's our representative there, but I would say that the Engage Board, my exposure to them, and I've gone to a few of their meetings, they are good stewards of the taxpayer dollar. They ask very good questions. This is not a dike with a bunch of holes in it, so to speak. They're tightening things up. They're very conscientious about the expenses that are being made, and I would say the same for Bill, and I believe there's a concerted effort to do what can benefit the community, but also being fiscally responsible with the taxpayers' dollars. So my impression of this is that it's a good thing. It sounds like it's an industry standard. It's not unusual. It's not just done on a whim. There's a lot of experience and thought that's gone behind this, and I think the people that would be administering this or making the recommendation, in my opinion, are qualified and the right frame of mind to do so. So, again, any more discussion. This isn't an action item. It was just to give us a little bit of time to think about this, and it'll be on the agenda for approval next meeting in 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, and again, I thank Don or whoever put it on there for discussion, because I kind of didn't thought of it after the fact, and then it was kind of late to put on there for approval and stuff. So very much appreciate that.
Glad you're human like the rest of us, Myron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burst that bubble. I thought he was better than that. All right. Any further discussion on that at all? The next item on the agenda is a closed session. We'll be discussing, there'll be a litigation update. We will discuss personnel and security issues, and this is necessary for the protection of the public interest and needless injury to the reputation of any individual.
I would move we go into closed session.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Oh. Second by Dorn. I'll say this will be no action after this. This is just discussion about some sensitive issues. And so,
Matt, I got one other comment, though, about the economic. I forgot economic development. The 21st of February, and hopefully everybody got their invitation, is our appreciation supper out at Classics for different businesses and everything. And everybody on the board should have had an invitation. If you didn't, let us know, or let Bill know or something, let me know. So forgot that. So, thank you.
Motion to second vote. 6-0 to go into executive session. We're not adjourning, but as everyone leaves, did everyone feel like they had an opportunity to be heard and say what they needed to today? All right, we'll go into executive session.
Okay.
Can I need a motion to come out of executive session at 12:04?
So moved.
Moved by
everyone.
Moved by Byers, second, and by Dorn. Or I need a second.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Out of executive session. Any further discussion? I'll just say that during executive session, John Hill left at 12:57, and Gary Lytle arrived at 11:01.
John didn't leave at 12.
At 12:57.
What did I say? 12?
10:57.
10:57.
Okay, and Lytle.
I'm being very rude. I have 10.
Lytle.
11:01.
I think we are close to
discussion. Any further discussion?
No.
Vote.
7-0. 6.
We're not supposed to pretend like this doesn't matter.
We are.
Okay. You adjourned.
We're adjourned at.